Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'd like to start the Blog Talk Radio show with a song. Knew you. It's for those that want real guidance and a real education. It's a real connection with Rebazaar and the real guides with the All Life Now, with All Life Now. So you can test it for yourself for like 15 minutes before you go to sleep at night, 15 minutes when you wake up in the morning, and see what life shows you. Today, I'd like to discuss about forever or endlessness. And I'd like to mention the word humility. So I had a real side experience. That's a dream vision last night about this endlessness, this foreverness. And it was, I guess, what seems to me to be comparisons of this physical life and that life of forever or endlessness of being forever. I guess that the awareness I had of being in this foreverness, this endlessness, was more of a looking at the comparisons than actually a lack of awareness what this endlessness itself is. So I'll read a little bit of what I wrote down about this, what you might call a lonely journey to the is, or the loneliness of the is, or how it seemed to me, how my awareness is about the experience. So there didn't seem to be any bright light, and there didn't seem to be any black darkness, but there was kind of an in-between, and maybe a little recognition of some kind of vaporous motion. There was something about $40,000 that I have no idea why that was in my awareness. There wasn't any sound. There didn't seem to be any awareness about a future or any awareness about a past. It was just awareness about being. There wasn't any desire to create anything. And I wasn't observing anything like castles, and there were no other beings. Or there were no other places, no realms, no gods, no nothing except just being. And there wasn't anything that I was aware of how to add anything or take anything away from the experience. There wasn't any pain. There wasn't any sorrow. There wasn't any joy or happiness. There wasn't any awareness of anything else. There wasn't a sun or a moon or stars. And there was no thoughts or ideas about being thankful. It was just like, what does the is see? What does this awareness that exists for eternity see that I wasn't aware of at all? Just being right in the present moment of just being, and there didn't seem to be much to be, I guess what you'd call grateful for or humble about or having any ideas or thoughts of being purer, or it was just being. There wasn't any right or wrong, good or bad. Wasn't any beginning to it, or there wasn't any end. There wasn't any time, and there wasn't any space. There's just how there weren't any suggestions, cuz from anything else, no guides, no gods. Just being aware that of being. There wasn't anything like a thought of love or kindness or happiness or shame. There wasn't anything that seemed beautiful or ugly. There didn't seem to be any caring for anything, because there didn't seem to be anything to care about. But anyway, it was an experience, and a person tries to relate what it means to themselves. We all have our own awareness and experiences. So I just thought I'd mention that one. And I know it seems kind of strange to try to look at how this forever endlessness sees in each of our awarenesses. Makes you wonder, you know, the is. How it just seems to be, that's all it is. It doesn't seem like there'd be any guides for it. But anyway, we get some experiences that we have to think about what life's all about. And this new presentation that's being offered to give us an education about what life's all about, why we came here, and information about different realms that most of us seem to have been or are unaware of. Like, here we are in a physical realm that we think is about all that exists in our awareness. Of course, we have emotions, and that's a whole different realm. It's called the astral, where the emotions, you know, the feelings of what we call love and pain and happiness and joy, and these things exist. And then we have a causal plane, another realm where there's our memories of all our experiences. Then there's a mental plane or realm where our brain computer seems to be involved in where we think about things, life, and all that. And then there's the etheric plane realm, where the intuition is, or what's called the subconscious, Then we have an area that's called the deep dark border to find out about. And that's like a shell around these, what's called these realms, which are called psych realms, where we have to have some real guidance and real guides, actually, it sounds like, to get through this shell that we have to break through into what's called real universes, where there's real freedom and real love. That where everybody is a free being of real light, and that we have to be in this lowest realm, this physical, for lessons. It's like a school to experience all these things that I was mentioning, like in the dream vision earlier, of the wants and the desires and the material things that we're so used to here, to have a comparison to these real universes where there are no wars and no sickness and all the things that we call things we don't like to experience here in this physical realm. I'd like to ask if anybody else would like to mention anything about these, how they see this is, how the is sees.
Hi, Tim. This is Dean Val.
Yeah, hi, Dean Val.
Yeah, that was a great experience. You know, what it reminded me of is like what you give an apt description of what it is not. It is not these things. And that's most people do want to know, well, where am I going? What is this about? How can I find happiness or money or something? And I was listening to this fellow yesterday. We actually might have him on our show. But he's like a seer, and he gives guidance on a galactic level. I mean, this is like a not just a psychic level, but a galactic psychic level. And he was asked questions about, well, where am I from? You know, what am I from, the Pleiades or Andromeda? I mean, he knew all this stuff. He could see where these people have been spending lifetime, millions of lifetimes, where they're from, how they ended up on Earth. He was telling them all about their incarnations and reincarnations in galactic history. And it's interesting because these people are pretty popular because they tell you what is what you're about, where you're going, where you've been. And it's interesting that your experience, well, you were just basically with more like what it is not. And that's more in line of what we're presenting. We're just sort of like helping people compare to what this isness is to what it is not. And it's not like we can tell people what it is because it can't be done because there's nothing to relate to it. So your experience was great because it showed what it is not. And that's more in line of what it is. It's not this. It's not that. It's not happiness. It's not love. It's not enlightenment. And, you know, to most people, that might turn them off because they want something. You know, they're in the wanting area. So what are we going to do? How are we going to relate to people? Well, yeah, it does take a little bit of a sincerity to want to see more of life, basically more of what's really going on, instead of having people tell them what's going on, like a religion or a person, personage, or a doctrine, a teaching, something like that. Most people are very comfortable with that. Or during, you know, in their own research, this and that. But if when it comes down to them having to figure it out for themselves, then they kind of get lazy or they don't want to go there because that takes a little effort. But the rewards are great because you really do see what, if you're sincere and you're seeing the new you, you do really see what is going on. And you see how big life is and see how, in a way, puny you are, your personal self, that is. That your real awareness really is activated by this new you, and it can start its adventure into seeing more of life and what it is. So that was a cool experience. Yeah, thank you for sharing, Tim.
Yeah, sure. Well, and thanks for expressing those ideas. Or it takes a shift of consciousness or awareness, I guess, to like you were mentioning that guy, to be in these other realms like the astral or something. I was wondering if he was talking about anything about the real guides or the is, that if he even has any awareness at all about beyond this psych realm stuff.
No, he was just basically, I mean, he had a vast knowledge of that, more vast than anybody practically I've ever heard, but still he's in the creation realms, and it shows you how huge the creation realms are, that you can just go on and on and on and research and gain knowledge, but you're still in creation until you do recognize that there's more. And well, when we have him on our show, we can see if he sees anything more from what his knowledge and intuition is showing him. But yeah, he's just basically in the psych world.
Yeah, that is interesting, though, to be able to recognize anything that we don't know already, and test it for ourselves to find out if it's a deception or if it's reality, what's real. Because who knows until a person knows, with all these things about beings and astral realms, and that's part of this new presentation, becoming more aware of all these, the things that are happening that we, the vast majority of humans, still have no idea of or are not aware of at all what's really going on. We've got the reptilians that have been causing all kinds of stuff to take place on Earth and many other round worlds, and we're feeling the effects from their causes, how things they do, how they affect us. And even like the fallacy of being created by a god, and things that these reptilians have convinced the humans that there is a god, and they've created these religions, and all that it seems like these religions have caused on this earth for all of us in many lifetimes is terrible suffering through, if we don't agree, if it doesn't make sense to us what they're telling us, they have us put to death or imprisoned, or they cause all these wars for their benefit to live off of our emotions or feelings. It's all so many things that it seems like mankind isn't aware of, and the new presentation is exposing a lot of things that most of us had no idea were real, that existed in our lives. We've got all this stuff going on to deal with in these psych realms. I guess that's part of our learning the opposite of how it is in these real universes. It's like the great secret of life is being revealed for those that take the risk and find out for themselves if it's real or not. What's being presented, this new presentation by Dwayne Hepner, and he has books available, the Adventure Is series, he goes by Dwayne the Great Writer. They're available at lulu.com in the physical form, or they're available on the tech stuff, by PDF stuff, through Kelsey Lynn Brown and or Dean Val or Henry Draper, for those that are, I guess, ready. And the opportunity, if you're hearing this, is being offered. The real guides know who's ready to have the opportunity to find out for themselves. You either get it or you don't. And if you don't get it this lifetime, you're going to be coming back in a worse condition than the world is in now. And you may even be robotized by the technology being used to keep you alive as a human slave for these masters or these authoritarians or brutalitarians that are in control of the religions and the educational systems on Earth and the political systems of Earth. So it's for those that are really interested in having the opportunity to find out what life's all about and get out of these psych realms, so you don't have to go through any more hard lessons here to be able to earn your way into these real universes of real freedom, where there are no authoritarians or brutalitarians or all these things that we have found that we don't like to experience here in these psych realms. I guess that we have, when the opportunity is given, don't take it for granted. It's very important. It's probably the most important thing in a person's life, this particular life right now, to find out about this new presentation, these wonderful worldwide educators that are all over the Facebook and the YouTube and the Skype and many other things on the tech devices. There's projects in the development of an all-solar research vessel in the Nations United Universal University, which you have Dean Val here with us, that will be being created in the physical. And we have the TERF is going on right now too, about the growing, turning land back into tropic or rainforests for the benefit of everybody on Earth, to be self-sustaining communities, to not have to be controlled by authoritarians, to be self-sufficient. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that, or about the new TERF project, Val. You probably know better than me.
Sure. Well, I've been looking at some of the activities that other people are doing right now to like play off of what they're doing around the world, and there's a lot of people out there that have been for years, like 20. There's this one couple, 30 years, they've been growing or reforesting trees. There's a section in the rainforest in Brazil, the Atlantic It's an eastern part of the rainforest, particularly that's being reforested by a lot of people. And they're having great success through different methods. It takes about 6 to 8 years to get some of these trees mature. Some of the pioneer trees, they go 3-4 years. Some of the faster growing pioneer trees can be up and mature in 3-4 years, but some of the slower ones, 6 to 8 years, and you got a pretty good stand. And if you have understory, like a permaculture type food forest idea, you know, you can have a real neat setup, so that you can even control the weather in a natural way, where weather patterns change and the animals start coming in, different larger ones, a lot of insects, based on first the soil has to be, especially where we're going to be out in Baja, we have to look at the soil, because that's basically semi-arid desert. So we're going to bring in the bacteria and fungus to activate the minerals, or to activate the basically make dirt the soil, you know, change the dirt into soil. And with different organic matter thrown in there to feed the soil bacteria and fungus, then we can really have a living condition to start off with the rainforest. And then after that, it'll provide its own organic matter as the leaf litter and organic matter starts dropping, and insects start, you know, being born and die, and, you know, get a loam layer there. But it's a project waiting on the funding. It's coming, but it's there on the real side, as we say. And that brings up the idea that you can have these things in reality on the real side, but it takes agreement to bring them down in here. And what? Yes. Yeah, and it really does. It's like Dwayne said the other day, domino effect is like putting the pieces together so that we can have it manifest in the physical. But, you know, people have to agree along the line. This is, I'm talking about the funding, so we can get this rainforest started and bring in investors and sponsors. You know, anybody who's listening, this is a humanitarian project that would benefit anybody in terms of both financially and just being the good steward here and of the earth, and in the meantime becoming more aware and earning your way to more awareness, which we say awareness supersedes everything. So it's really the value of this, what we're doing for anybody, is the awareness that they will occupy, you know, and begin to see, perceive. So it's one thing we're doing, one of the things that is in this case very important, because the world is dying, crashing, being poisoned and polluted. So it's a good, you know, we're stepping up. We're actually doing something and not just talking about it. But it takes some foundational work here in the beginning to get it getting off and running. So if there are any investors or sponsors, you know, contact Tim through this show, and, you know, we can talk. That's kind of an idea, Tim. And I just want to mention also about the, you know, what we're talking, when we talk about this isness, well, we also say, you know, it's not about faith, hope, and belief, but in a sense, there, probably have to have a little faith that there's something out there beyond what you think you know or believe in to get this thing activated for yourself. There has to be a little bit of like something. If it's not faith and it's curiosity or some kind of like sincere wanting to know more, know more of what's going on. So that will activate you. And if you sing the new you, that's the key. It's like a spark plug, you know, igniting the fuel for you to see more, to be able to get beyond or start seeing beyond the matrix. It's that connection that you talked about where you'll be able to see things as life shows you. And it's different than your imagination, which is also valuable, but usually imagination is like something that you've seen somewhere before, or you know, identified something before. It's usually borrowed, but what life gives you, you'll know the difference between imagination and really what life gives you to see. And then you play off what life gives you. You play off that perception that you get from life, this isness, and then you just move forward into more and more awareness and into the adventure that it is. So it's interesting the way it works. That imagination does like get you up to a certain point, that and also the intuition. But after that, it's taking the risk to see and to really, it's not trust either. It's not really faith. It's just you just go into this unknown area that is for the personal self. But then you begin to see how real it is. And then you see the value, and you begin to see a real purpose with yourself, especially if you start contributing somehow and sharing what we're doing, then you'll really see what the value is with this, because things will start opening up in a huge way for anybody that does.
Yeah, thanks, Val. Again, yeah, there's a lot more to life than we see with our physical eyes. And this opportunity to find out a lot of stuff that we are unaware of, so that we can become aware of what life is and not take it for granted and treat the earth in a bad way with all the pollution that man seems to think he can just throw into the rivers and the ocean. And then when we have these brutalitarians poisoning our air with chemtrails and blowing up faults on the earth to cause tsunamis and cause atomic plant, electric plants to be dumping poison into our oceans and killing the life in the oceans. And then we have these weapons that they're using on Earth, directed energy weapons. They're like laser powers, I guess, that are causing massive fires all over on the Earth, burning the forests up so bad. And there goes our oxygen. So it's really a time to wake up. This is a warning that if changes don't take place, the earth won't be a place that anyone would want to have to experience. When you can't breathe, and when your water makes you sick, and the food you eat being changed into something that is not healthy for the body, and all these vaccines they create in there. So, what do you call it? Modern medicine that they rely on that are causing all kinds of problems, and the drugs on the earth that are being given out and the alcohol being provided all over the earth and opening up holes in a person's aura through the drugs and alcohol. So entities from a lower astral, demons you might call them, or things like that, gargoyles or whatever you want to call them, they're pretty much in control of a lot of what's going on Earth right now, whether it's our head politicians or scientists creating all kinds of things that can kill people, whether they think it's something good they're doing or not. They're not aware of what it is good for people. And so they do all these weird things to cause poisons, and then you have this microwave stuff going on Earth, and they're developing it to the point where it can kill you, the physical body, if they turn it up on you, or they can control your mind pretty much. So it's very, very important to get involved with the new presentation and find out what's really going on and get to earn your way out of these psych realms into the real universes, so you don't have to go through any more of this hard lessons of that we experience here on Earth. At any time, this place can be blown up by beings from other parts of this physical realm. They have huge powers, and they like to keep us around to use as slaves and food and to torture us. They get something beneficial for them from that. They think that's, they've got it all set up to use mankind for their purposes. And it's just, this new presentation is a wonderful thing being offered to the humans of this planet and other worlds right now. So if you're hearing about it, check it out for yourself. Find out for yourself if it's something important in your life. I don't know if there's anything else that anybody would like to mention today. I guess we'll just, yeah, Val, is there something else that you'd like to say?
Yeah, it would benefit anybody who's listening to just pay attention to what's going on, really pay attention, not just take for granted what you hear, even your family saying, especially the media, but do some investigation and research on your own and really like look at things, observe, pay attention to even not only outward events, but what you're thinking and what your attitudes are and what you're agreeing to, because this is your life here. It's your investment with the body that you have this lifetime to take the opportunity to wake up. Because it's both a great opportunity, and also it's a great time to like lose a lot too. If you don't wake up, it's going to be dying planet here. So it's not getting any better. I mean, even that, if you see that, if you're aware of that, and bypass all the, you know, like the Today Show with those two gals up there, and, you know, feel good TV, everything's fine, business as usual. Well, just look at the environment, what's going on with the poisoning of the oceans and the water and the food and everything. It's really not, if you take a good look at it. So just pay attention. You may not agree with what we're saying, but just pay attention. And do your own research and look into things on a deeper level. Look look behind the curtain. The Wizard of Oz, you know, the Dorothy, they looked behind the curtain and saw this guy pulling the strings, this old guy, and that's kind of the way it is here. But somebody's pulling the strings, and most people don't see it and are agreeing to it. So it's not to your benefit to agree. It's your, to your benefit to wake up to more of what life has to show you. So thanks, Tim, for the show.
Yeah, thanks again, Dean Val. And I just might mention that it's everyone's decision. It's your journey. So if you're having the opportunity given to check it out to find out how to get your own answers. So I guess that we'll end the show with singing the new you song. Val, would you like to start?
New you.
Thanks again, Val, for the information. We'll
see
ya.
Yeah.
See ya.